Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Blue reaches second base with a double. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to home. Spencer drops the ball. Blue scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Fothergill steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Meyer moves to third. Harris moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Harris scores. West moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is hit by the pitch. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Harris moves to second. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. Bluge moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge scores. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Senators. Vic Frazier now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fisher. Sissel moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Harris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bluge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fisher hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Whatwood moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Senators. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-3 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-4 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cronin strikes out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mainisch scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing right field. John Kerr pinch hits for Garland Braxton. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.